It's quite a race in the Republican contest for state Senate in District 27. Incumbent Chris Telfer is being challenged by a former supporter, Tim Canope, who is also a former three-term Oregon state representative. I'm Kelly Blyer, and the combative race between Chris Telfer and Tim Canope is the focus of today's Take 5.
Central Oregonians and Republicans, I believe, want to vote for a solid Republican candidate that they can trust on their issues. And when you switch parties kind of at the deadline to run for a new office, people are somewhat skeptical.
Tim Canope, in his latest fundraising letter to supporters, points out that Chris Telfer was once a Democrat but switched to the Republican Party.
Well, just like Ronald Reagan, you know, I saw the light at some point in my life and became a Republican. And it worked with Ronald Reagan. I think the Republican Party is a much better party because of that switch, and I think the same holds for my becoming a Republican.
Telfer says lawmakers have to work across party lines to get things done.
You have to work together for the common good. We can no longer do the my way or the highway approach. If you want to do good work for Oregonians, you got to work together. Oregonians want to see us work together. You got to get all stakeholders at the table and come up with some good legislation that's going to help people.
Tim Canope says when he was a state rep, he worked with Democrats, but on issues on which they could reach common ground.
Actually, I've worked with Democrats all the time, but the difference is I worked with them on our issues in terms of the issues that Republicans care about, which are limiting government and protecting taxpayers. And I've built coalitions much broader and greater than Senator Telfer has on, for instance, PERS reform, where we save billions of dollars for taxpayers.
What about the combative tone of this race? We'll address that after the break. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. The tone of the campaign between Republicans Telfer and Canope has been tense and downright dirty at times. Canope claims he's just differentiating himself from his opponent.
I think what we are going to see in this campaign is the differences between the two candidates, and some people might say that that's combative, but when you're drawing differences and drawing distinctions and you're drawing them legitimately on somebody's voting record or what somebody has done, I think those are legitimate issues, and there's no reason why voters would be concerned about somebody talking about their opponent's record and saying that they can do a better job. I think where voters should be concerned is if somebody is making personal attacks or insinuations that just aren't realistic, aren't fair.
Telfer says she's not going to sink to that level.
Well, I don't see any reason on attacking Tim. I'm standing on my record. When he misleads people with comments that he's making that are incorrect, I will correct him, but I'm not attacking him. I'm really just anxious to hear specifically what it is he wants to do and can do better.
The Canope camp has been particularly aggressive in the campaign, soliciting endorsements from fellow lawmakers.
I've got a great outpouring of support. I think people are going to be surprised at how much support I have, both financially and obviously the endorsements, I think, speak for themselves.
Telfer sees it differently.
Well, you know, I will say that first list was a list of 8. It wasn't a very lengthy list. I was kind of surprised of all the people that are not on that list. We have our whole support, camp being built. And of Tim's list, half of those people aren't even in the district. They can't vote for that Senate candidate. So, it's not going to be, a battle of who's got more support.
The battle between Telfer and Canope will continue tonight at their latest debate. The League of Women Voters will hold a debate at the Deschutes County Library starting at 5:15. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.